I turned up here and on August 1st, to live on August 1st, 2002. But I was, you know, recollecting that, you know, the first time I came on the land was probably only about 2 months after it opened, maybe 3 months. It may have been the end of August, 1996. I was living in England and was visiting Amravati quite a lot. And being originally from the Bay Area, I was super excited that a monastery was going to be opening up in California. And in fact, when I heard it was going to open up, my proliferating mind was very active. I was having fantasies of being the first Anagarika. Well, that didn't happen, so it took another 6 years before I disentangled myself from the life that I created in England. But yeah, I remember having these sort of fantasies of I was going to walk from my family home in Marin. I was going to leave England, I was going to go to Marin, see my family, and I was going to walk with my stick and backpack up the coast, up Highway 1, and then walk inland, and I was going to be the first Anagarika. Now, I never said any of this to Lumpur Pisano or Ajahn Amaro or anybody. It was a good thing I didn't embarrass him. But I had this, because I'd already had thoughts of monastic life since around 1993. About 1993. I encountered Buddha Dhamma in 1992. And I'd had thoughts of interest, the first, you know, fledgling interest in trying to live the monastic life. So, yeah, I came here that first summer, and so we saw this marvelous slideshow, and, you know, really, I think, gave all of us, you know, really, really well-rounded, rich idea of the development of the monastery. And there's several people in the room that were associated with here from the very beginning. And so, and then I finally got here in 2002, and I've only lived here, I added it up, I think a total of 6.5 years of actually living here. But of course, I've come back to visit, usually not for very long. And the longest I've been here, it was last year, about this time of year, for about 3.5 weeks. It's the longest I've come to stay and for just a short visit. But it's my home. You know, this is my, I live in England now. I live at Chithurst Monastery in southern England. But there's something about Abhayagiri, which, it, you know, I mean, it may be an overused phrase, but it really is a part of my heart. It's a huge part of my birth in this life, of this type of life, of really applying my entire life to Buddha Dhamma. And so yesterday I was so moved, you know, and it was, you know, having my preceptor, Lumpur Pisano, there, and then being able to witness Ajahn Yanako's being preceptor for the first time and bringing a new bhikkhu into this world. And so it's been quite emotional and an uplifting experience.